So I had worked with this agency quite a bit. Mm-hmm. There's certain agencies you really have very little interaction with, but actually had worked with the compressed natural gas industry. They had come to me about 8 years ago and said, we need a modicum of regulations for people that are out doing compressed natural gas vehicle conversions.
Right.
There are no criteria. People are putting in uncertified kits. They have no training. This is like a missile you're putting in the back of your minivan. And usually an industry doesn't ask for regulation, but they wanted to keep the bad actors out. Great. We shopped around what agency would be the best fit. We thought Corporation Commission, but they were getting overloaded. There's earthquakes, there's whatever, and it's taken all of their time and resources. Went and visited with Mark Costello at the time, and he said, absolutely, we'll take that on here. So worked with them. It was about a three-year process of getting that set up, so really learned a lot about what they do. Also ran some bills for the elevator industry that were affected there. Now, one of the interesting things about the Department of Labor, after kind of getting to know what they did, is they work so much with existing small businesses across the state on their safety standards and different things like that. My background, owned my own business selling heavy-duty truck parts for 22 years. So I just saw some things there that I like this agency. Commissioner Houston's doing a great job, but she's not running for election. And I think this is something that I could jump into. Got some experience at the legislature. They do a lot of dealing with that, that I feel like I could work with and improve upon.
Right. And you've been a business owner.
Right.
So do you get to test the rides out at Frontier City?
Actually, you could, but I'm one of those people that's kind of wimpy.
See, I'll volunteer on some of them.
Okay, well, okay. I would be happy for you to be like our guinea pig.
I mean, now, if it goes upside down, I don't do it. Todd Lamb, what?
Todd Lamb can take you in his SUV, but I could let you ride like whatever it's called, the Thrillmeister.
Oh, I kind of like that. I think I picked the thrill ride over there. No, just kidding. It still would be a lot of fun to ride with Todd and campaign. It's been a very difficult couple of years for the state of Oklahoma, and I know that and I admire anybody who wants to seek office at this time, because it's not really popular to be in politics right now.
Agreed.
But I think there are differences between politicians and servants. Unfortunately, we have more politicians than we do servants, and that was one of the things that I've been thinking about, especially in the last week. It's like, you know, I feel like we need more people that their goal is to not compromise their principles, to be workable, but not compromise their core principles, but go in with the attitude of, I'm here to serve my constituents,
right.
Yours being the people of Oklahoma and what's best for them. So if you're elected labor commissioner, what is the first thing that you're going to do?
Well, I think the first thing you would do is, even though I've had a lot of interaction with this, you got to go immerse yourself in the job. You absolutely have to go in and go through every division, every area where they do things like regulating things from boilers to these compressed natural gas vehicle conversions. Actually immerse yourself in this. Sit down with the CFO, sit down with the deputy commissioner, and actually find out what is the day-to-day. I mean, let's don't go in and assume you know everything.
Right.
The other part, this beautiful part they do, where we have such good stats on very few workers injured on the job in Oklahoma, one of the best stats in the nation, because we're proactive on going out to small businesses across the state and actually doing safety inspections. What can we do to make sure you're keeping your employees safe? Actually immerse yourself in that. Once you've done that, look at what's working and what we can improve upon. Now, like I said, I'm a huge fan of Commissioner Melissa Houston. She's done a fabulous job. I think it's run very efficiently. It's about an $8 million, 80-person, quasi-business, actually, but agency. And make sure that the fees are commensurate with service. Make sure that you're doing everything you can. And is there anything that we can improve upon and do better? One I would love to see is continue to work on the licensing reform. The governor tasked a task force, and put it in the Department of Labor for kind of a one-stop shop. People get out of prison, they do whatever. It's like there are a lot of jobs you can't get if you've ever had a felony.
Right.
But then on the other hand, a lot of jobs we wouldn't want you to. If you were an embezzler that just got out, we probably don't want you doing title work and taking an escrow account for grandma's new house. There's a reason on some of those,
right,
to have some stipulations. Okay, a one-stop shop where you actually know every licensing in the state. Right now, it's just very, it's convoluted. You're not sure what all of them are. continue to work on that, continue to work on workforce development.
Well, and not to get controversial right now, because there's plenty of time, you know, we'll see how the state question goes, but it's a question I'll ask Kathy as well, Kathy Costello. Mm-hmm. But what do you do if 788 passes and you've got people on medicinal marijuana, which I think is a heck of a lot better than opioids, because, like I said, we lose every day we lose the number of people that we lost in Vietnam in that long, awful war. So what do you do if somebody has to take or be on medicinal marijuana? Are there going to be certain criterias or jobs that you would, you know, there's so many open, unanswered questions right now.
Absolutely.
And I'm for medicinal marijuana because I believe it's effective. But how does that affect somebody that's a bus driver, police officer, firefighter, truck driver?
Daycare worker.
Daycare worker. School teacher.
So if you look at how that actual state question came about, it was a petition.
Mm-hmm.
Did not go through the legislative process, which is absolutely fine. We're a very populous state. We like those types of initiatives. But it's written very nebulous. So I believe that if it does pass, you will see us come back into special session. I will be the representative for District 47 until November. I believe you'll see us come in to do some framework because it is a little nebulous on things like actual on the job. If you have, is it TCH? What is it?
THC.
THC. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I knew there was an acronym out there. It's not my specialty. But my point is, I think there's quite a few things. It's also supposed to be administered by the Department of Health, which right now, let's be honest, is going through a very tenuous time.
Yeah.
May not be the best place for it to be administered. There's certain things that if it passes on the primary ballot that could be fixed statutorily by a special session. And I think that's probably what we would see happen is because it's a big issue.
Yeah.
And we need to make sure if it does pass, the will of the people will happen either way. Yes or no. We'll need to see that we administer it properly if it is passed.